Elephate in the Room, Elephate's weekly podcast. I'm your host, Derek Caraview, and entering the room today is Jamie Almirico. She is a marketing dev hybrid located in Denver, Colorado. She is the SEO product owner for Arrow Electronics and the technical website consultant for Not a Robot. She loves graphic novels, horror films, and sandwiches. Today we're going to find out about her first job, whether she would prefer to control fire or water, and her choice between the Sandman and the Watchman. So go find yourself a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, and enjoy Elephate in the Room with Jamie and me, Derek. Jamie, why don't you explain to our audience who you are and what you do?
My name is Jamie Almirico. I am the product owner for SEO at Arrow Electronics. That means that I am a PO without a dedicated dev team. I work across seven teams to coordinate SEO efforts, get the developers the proper requirements, acceptance criteria to make technical changes in the site and monitor health.
Okay, that sounds very exciting, very official. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But in the first place, we're just going to talk for a little bit. I got some questions for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, so my first question is, it's my understanding that Arrow has more than 4 million products. What are they in alphabetical order?
Thingamabob, doohickey, whatchamacallit, and the thing with the stuff.
Great. That went much
They're
quicker
all
than I thought.
Very tiny.
Okay. What's the craziest dare you've ever taken?
You know, I can't say that I've taken a dare lately or an intentional one. I had to go ahead and bulk fix some category names a couple of days ago and was on an unfortunate mix of cold medicines and just exhaustion and accidentally wiped out half the taxonomy. So does that count as a dare? Accidentally Thanosing the site?
Not unless somebody actually put you up to it, but
Put up to it, but it wasn't a dare scenario.
I see. Okay.
All right, well, I think I need more dares in my life.
I guess that one will have to do. All right. I see that you are a fan of Dungeons & Dragons. So my question is, can you give me an example of chaotic good that you have observed in real life?
Ooh, chaotic good that I've observed in real life. I would have to say that would be our PO of data. So very intelligent gentleman, very chaotic. But when it comes down to the absolute push of what is good for the benefit of the site, he will hunker down in that 11th hour with us to get, you know, the data sequence lined up on the back end so we can properly transform API calls into page renderings.
Okay, I understood some of that. Okay. what was your first job?
My very first job was serving ice cream mm-hmm. at the top of Jacob's Ladder in Watkins Glen State Park. I got to serve Flogging Molly ice cream. Mm. I didn't know who they were. I was like, you guys seem really cool. Are you in a band?
Is there anything bad about serving ice cream? What were the downsides of the job?
So there was this one called Sunday Nut Football. I'm not kidding. And it was packed with various types of nuts. And you kind of had to leverage your body over the side of the freezer to get the scoop into it because it was so dense. Mm-hmm. So downside was small human, very dense ice cream. Physics leverage didn't work so well. I was like, are you sure you don't want vanilla?
You can't serve like more than three of those in a row and that's it, right?
No, carpal tunnel, just dangers of the occupation.
What completely safe animal are you inexplicably afraid of?
I don't think any animal is completely safe. Let's put that out there. Cockroaches terrify me. Absolutely. Sure. And raccoons. Do not trust them.
Yeah, I think they have like good PR going right now, but they're a little creepy. Who is your celebrity lookalike?
I don't get much of those. The one I've gotten is, do you remember the 90s film, She's All That?
Yeah.
Art student and the preppy guy and this weird love story and dance routine. Very epitome of 90s films. I have gotten, you look like Rachel Lee Cook and She's All That before she got
hot. Wow. Okay.
She was the artsy nerd. And I was like, okay, you know what? She was better that way. She was authentic.
You gotta love the backhanded compliments, right?
Always. What would the world be without those?
What game show would you be super awesome at?
If they made a game show of Rummy Cub, I would destroy that.
What is Rummy Cub?
It is like Gin Rummy, but with tiles. And you have to make these numeric sequences, and I love it. Uh-huh,
okay. What is something that makes you happy every time you see or experience it?
Feeding the ducks. I love to go feed ducks.
Okay. What do you feed the ducks?
Cracked corn. You know, you can't feed them bread because it's not good for them. And I know someone out there is chastising me for affecting migratory patterns, and I apologize to the ducks for bringing me so much joy.
My son loves to feed the ducks, but he wants to go with the bread, so we're trying to find other things to bring.
Yeah, go to a feed store, grab some cracked corn. They love it. There's a little place out here in Colorado in Estes Park where they have a vending machine. You put a quarter in and you get some cracked corn out to feed them. And got to go do that and felt like Cinderella as they literally flocked around me. It was a full-on Disney princess moment, sheer happiness.
I bet. That sounds great. If you weren't doing what you're doing, what would you be doing?
I play this game when I get stressed out sometimes at work, and I'm like, you know what? I could go do medical illustrations in a small Italian fishing village. Lately, it's been, I should open up a fruit stand in Costa Rica, because even if an iguana steals half my breakfast, it would still be the best day ever.
Sure, sure. I do want to go back a step there with the medical illustrations in a village in Italy. Is that seems like a very specific dream there. Can we elaborate on that? Just
I've spent some time in that dream.
Okay. But you are doing what you're doing. So you are the SEO product owner at Arrow. And how'd you end up there? I think if I understand correctly, you haven't been in this particular position for too long.
I think I'm at a year.
At a year. Okay.
Well, as the product owner, I started off in a lower position, and I've started and dodged and weaved around the corporate organization a bit. But I've been at Arrow about a year. Before that, I was at Moz. Before that, I was at an agency here in Denver. Shout out Volume 9.
Okay. So, and how did you, how'd you end up where you are today? How did you get involved in SEO?
So I graduated in 2008 from college with a creative writing degree. I have used that degree once. I used it to kill a spider. Hold times were longer than normal, trying to call my student loan people to tell them, I want to pay you, but I want to eat. And someone offered me an opportunity to start writing blogs. And as I did, I noticed, you know, this article is much better than this one over here, but this one over here is getting more people to it. It's bringing more views and interactions. What's the difference? And then I started learning about media information. And most of what I've learned has been out of necessity. You know, you move into a new position, suddenly you're in enterprise e-commerce and you're like, I'm going to learn some new things today. All right.
Taking this idea, so you have the English degree, start to write. So you start doing research basically just to help improve your own articles. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. And so how did you feel like that was a natural progression just to go into the SEO part of it? Or did you stick with writing a little bit longer? What was the process to going into, let's say, full-time SEO work?
I don't think there was a process as much as there was a need and the ability to adapt. I had a headhunter reach out to me and say, I need someone who has these skills. You have them. When interviewed, took the position and really kept learning from there, which I think also ultimately gave me a benefit. Mm-hmm. A lot of SEO is so much in flux that people who, you know, I'm always wary when we're interviewing folks and they say SEO on their resume and it's from like 4 years ago, because that world is not the same as this world.
Mm-hmm. yeah. It seems like any of this stuff, you can't stand still for too long. And it's gonna jam. I'm still kind of just learning about a lot of this stuff right now. So there's some of it I'm still kind of catching up with. But okay. So,
I have no idea about most of it. I'm just lucky enough to be part of a really great community. So what I don't know, someone else specializes in, and we're able to, through the Webmaster Forum, through Twitter, reach out, ask these questions, and everyone kind of pitches in, so we get better together.
That's one of the things I have noticed about this community, is that that people really do seem to look out for the community as a whole. It doesn't seem to be quite as much of the, I got mine, you get yours, kind of a feel for the industry, which seems nice.
I think we've worked really hard to get there. I have friends who've been in this field far longer than I have and actually took a step away because it was so cutthroat.
Okay.
But there's only so much one human can know. And I think we're at the point where there's so much technology involved in every single bit of what we do. But it's a little bit like, if you put enough people on Desert Island, they'll all learn to be friends.
And I noticed that you've also started doing some public speaking. So a lot of the people I have had on the podcast do go to these conferences, and they do get up and speak. And so what was the impetus for you about, let's say, getting on stage?
I was in Hawaii on vacation, and I was about to go swim with some sharks. And I decided, in my relaxed, confident state of being on vacation, to put out this tweet. It was like, hey, if you're looking for female speakers, I'm pretty good at what I do. And had no idea that when I got out of the water, I would have had that thing retweeted 200 times, have all these interactions and amazing support. And it just took off from there.
Okay. So you get out of the water, you find that there are people who are ready to have you. And so what was it like the first time that you got up on stage?
Terrifying. I'm still working on it. I need to learn that when the cell phones are out, people are trying to take pictures. So take a moment and pause. And that would also allow for pictures of me that don't involve me making a very strange face. So you're constantly talking. You're going to be in a derp face. Mm. I'm not the ridiculously photogenic guy from the marathons. I definitely had a vulnerability hangover the next day. Mm. Like, I finished speaking, I got off stage, and I went right back to my hotel room and took a nap. And then the next day, I was just like, oh no, what have I done? But it seems to have worked out for me, as scary as it was.
And what's the next thing you have coming up? When's the next time you're going to be on stage?
I'm going to be at Brighton, speaking on AngularJS. Very excited. And after that, I will be at SearchLove, talking about information architecture, doing a webinar with a Deep Crawl team. And then in November, I will be at Tech SEO Boost talking about server log analysis.
All right, so that sounds like a pretty full slate for the upcoming season.
I think there might be a thin line between ambition and masochism.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah, it can be something, especially because you're doing something different for each one of those, right? So it's not going to be like you're given the same speech every time. So that's gotta.
No.
How long do you typically prepare for a speaking engagement?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm one of those people who will have all of the pieces of the puzzle laid out in front of them and stare at them for hours upon hours. And then in the 11th hour, I will go out and assemble it all. So how long do I actually spend making it and grooming it and cleaning it up? That's at least 3 days, but I will have weeks beforehand where I'm gathering all the pieces and trying to storyline out, ultimately learning from each go, like, okay, how do I make this piece better?
And what so far has been the biggest challenge for you when on stage?
I completely bombed a local SEO meetup talk. Part of that was because it wasn't really the right audience for it. This was the Boulder meetup. I've spoken at the Denver meetup before. Denver is at the Commons in Champa. It's a very tech-focused group. This particular meetup was a lot of small business owners, and I was talking about mobile-first indexing. So it really wasn't a good fit for that audience. And I think being able to walk away after feeling like you have gone down in flames with some grace was one of my biggest challenges so far.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the, it's like any industry, but you know, especially when you're trying to communicate on stage, just knowing that even if you were god awful, terrible tonight, that you can get back and be great tomorrow. That's, you know, what happened tonight doesn't necessarily affect what's going to, as long as you don't let it affect how it's going to be. Of course, it's always easier said than done, but that's the nice part. If you take every time on stage as a learning experience, there's at least something.
Absolutely. Some buoyancy, some resiliency. I'm pretty sure I'm going to forget something important when I pack for the UK. So let's see how this goes.
Yeah. That's the thought of, I know that there's that one thing and I don't know what that one thing is, and I'm going to need that one thing. All right. So we're going to move on here to our second round. We're going to play a game of Would You Rather. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Would you rather duck a horse or horse around with a duck?
I would rather horse around with a duck. 100 ducks. Game on.
Yeah. Had I known, you know, feeding the ducks was going to be your previous answer, then I may have come up with a different question here. All right. Would you rather always be 8 minutes late or 1 hour early?
I would rather be 1 hour early. And practicality, I'm probably always 8 minutes late.
Would you rather listen to Tom Waits sing a Beyonce song or listen to Beyonce sing a Tom Waits song?
I would love to hear Beyonce cover Rain Dogs. Would love it.
That may not be too bad. That sounds like that would be. All right. Who do we need to talk to get that done?
Queen Bey, are you listening?
We'll see. We'll find out if she's a fan. All right. Would you rather be able to control fire or control water?
Control water. Because then if there's a fire, I could help.
And you would, you know, instantly know who your supervillain is. So if you got the water.
Oh, wait, does that make me Aquaman? Because I might have to rethink this. I know the movie's coming out. I'm still struggling with the idea that they're going to make Aquaman cool. I'm just saying.
All right. Would you rather be a centaur or a mermaid?
Mermaid. I'm going to control water. I may as well be a mermaid.
Yeah, sure.
And I have the hair for it.
Would you rather find $5 on the ground or find all of your missing socks?
That's too many socks. I'll take the $5.
And my problem is, in the meantime, I've thrown away all the other ones, so I would just end up with one sock again, and that'd be very frustrating. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
A ski lift. Elevator is like my nightmare. Never. Please, no.
Okay. Moving on. Our last one here is, would you rather be an Olympic gold medalist or a Nobel Peace Prize winner?
Oh, Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, Olympic medals are great for the Wheaties, and for some reason they weigh into immigration now. But do we really need more pole vaulters? I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
My apologies to any pole vaulters I may have just offended.
So another thing that you do is you are a technical website consultant for Not a Robot.
Yes.
And you maintain often that you are in fact not a robot, but you do speak bot. What can you tell us about this? What does a technical website consultant do for Not a Robot?
Well, we get flagged a lot by Google and have to fill out lots of CAPTCHAs. They're like, click all the buttons with Sarah Connor. And I'm like, Googlebot, what are you doing here? I will basically go through and observe a website as if I were Googlebot. So I've requested a product detail page. What did you give me back? Okay. Well, I requested one page. You gave me back 9 URIs. Only one of them is valuable. As a bot, my ratio of investment here isn't very worthwhile. So I'm not going to really invest in those pages. I break it down like that.
Okay. And so I know you've been working with them for, what, 10 years? Is that right?
Yeah, it's my own company. So when we say not a robot, we're really just saying me.
Okay.
Super glamorous.
All right. And so what made you decide to start this particular company?
I'd already graduated college. I was doing a little bit of the SEO stuff here and there. This was a way to go ahead and consolidate everything under one roof, keep track of it all. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people are really good business folk. I am not. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to bill you for that thing. We all have our strengths and weaknesses.
So we're going to move right on to our third round here, which is the Elephate Lightning Round. You're going to have two choices. You can choose one or the other. If you would like to talk more about it, you may. If not, we'll just go right on to the next one. All right. So our first question, considering the company that you work for, Green Arrow or Hawkeye?
Hawkeye.
Dungeons or Dragons?
Dragons.
Rogue or Ranger?
Rogue. I love stealth.
Okay. are you currently playing any D&D?
I am. We just rolled up a new campaign. My last character was Nyx Doublelock, and she was a gnomish rogue. So super tiny and super deadly. I loved her. This new campaign, I am a druid for the first time. So I have to learn spells. It is a lot easier to hide in shadows and stab people than it is to coordinate your spell slots. It chose very poorly. So one of my cantrips right now is I can put an orb in the area that will tell me what the weather is going to be for the next 24 hours. Yeah, we're planning.
And how long have you been playing Dungeons & Dragons?
I would probably say 2 years.
All right. I remember playing once or twice in middle school, a little bit in high school, but never quite caught on for me. But I know a few people who love it, and it seems to be on a little bit of an upswing right now. So that's kind of cool. It's fun to see the old kind of tabletop games come back.
Yeah, to be there with real humans once a week. There's six people around my kitchen island, and dice everywhere, and we all have little bar stools we're sitting on as we go through our campaign. It's a good sense of community.
Sure, yeah.
And a really fun way to escape reality.
Yeah, and especially if you have somebody who's really, like when you have a good dungeon master, I think that's obviously one of the keys there. Somebody who has knows what he's doing and
that
knows what
she's storytelling doing. Ability,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you like D&D, watch Critical Role. It's a podcast and they stream it on Twitch. And really fun. These guys just played for their own fun, and then it became a thing, and now there's 80,000 subscribers.
Yeah, it's great when you're just kind of those little labors of love or passion projects, and then it actually takes off and does something. It's fantastic. All right, Hellboy or Sin City?
Okay, for artistic merit, I'm going to choose Sin City.
Not a Doctor or Bad Robot?
Bad Robot. Bad Robot's been in this world for me since being a teen and watching Buffy. So I will always have allegiance to the Whedonverse.
All right, then. And do you watch, this is also with the Venture Brothers, right? Isn't that Bad Robot?
Yes, go Team Venture.
Okay. Azure or Indigo?
Azure. Just to clarify, when you say Azure, I'm thinking of the cloud platform, or are you referring to something else?
I'm referring to different shades of blue.
Oh, that's entirely different. I would say indigo because it's very rare, and it's one of the shades of blue found in nature, but in very small number of animals. Like a mandarin goby has natural indigo.
Uh-huh, okay. I did
mermaid
not...
facts.
Yeah. The Sandman or The Watchman?
Oh, Sandman through and through. Oh, that's my teen years right there. You get what anyone gets. You get a lifetime.
Yeah. The Sandman's fantastic. I'm a gigantic fan. Norman Bates or Hannibal Lecter?
I'm going to go Hannibal. That movie... forgive me, everyone who loves the book more, but come on, let's be honest. Anthony Hopkins, Fava Beans and Chianti.
Jason or Freddy?
Jason. I went to summer camp as a kid. And as a small child, I like at 7 years old, I watched these movies religiously because I figured if this was going to be something I had to deal with, I may as well go ahead and learn how they behave now. And I'm like, oh, he can't turn his head very well. So if I'm ever attacked, I'm going to spider monkey down. Thinking ahead.
I'm glad that sounds very well thought out. I like that. Did you ever see the movie? Was it called Behind the Mask?
I love that movie. Can't think of the full character's name, but it's the mockumentary where they're following this gentleman who was going to be the next Freddy or the next Jason.
I just like it. That was like all real in that universe.
Leslie Vernon.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So that was I watched that when it came out. I think I had just moved to Poland or been here a couple of years, but. One of those I feel like I need to revisit because I remember it being fantastic. So
it's hilarious. He's like, do you realize how much cardio I have to do? I have to walk and catch up with someone who's running.
Yeah. And I love when he's showing them and they were in a small town. And there's the moment where the girl kind of looks at him and then she's like, oh, did you feel that? And then she's like, yeah, it's like, oh, is this going to be the girl? Like, oh no, I've already picked out my girl. I'm just showing you how this works or something, you know, because that's the bond was there. So that was just one of those really cool scenes that I remember.
I have such a soft spot for like low budget indie horror movies. There's a movie called Low. Director is Travis Hall. It is completely fantastic. Please go watch it. I think it's on YouTube. You can watch the whole thing.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. I will check that out. Alien or Predator?
Alien. But the first one. Let's talk about how in the first one, the alien was clever and cunning. There's that scene where it takes its tail and just lightly brushes up this character's leg. And they've kind of taken that very intelligent, terrifying creature and made it more of a rabid pack animal throughout the series. Mm. I like the first one. Although I did just see the new Predators, and it's really fun. It's that camp 80s style fun.
I keep hearing that. I don't think I've seen anything since the original. So, but what I've that just that it's really kind of a throwback to the original and fun and kind of goofy and a little bit self-aware.
The best horror movies are the ones where you're laughing 1 minute and then terrified the next.
All right. Well, I will definitely take that as a recommendation. Peanuts, M&Ms, or regular?
Peanut.
A Reuben or a French dip?
A French dip.
All right, so that's the end of the lightning round. Gonna kind of gather up here for the end. Do you have any final thoughts? Is there anything that you would like to promote or share?
If you are in the UK for Brighton SEO or at Search Love, please come say hi. I love to meet people in this industry. Look for the bright blue hair, pretty easy to spot.
All right, great. So thank you so very much for taking the time. I know that this is a little bit early for you today, so I appreciate the, you changing your schedule around for me.
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you very much, and good luck with all the shows that you have coming up, and break a leg.
Thank you. Appreciate you very much, Derek. Have a great day.
You have been listening to Elephate in the Room, hosted by Derek Caraview, produced by Christian A. Dumais, music by Giant Monsters on the Horizon. This podcast is a part of Elephate, the 2018 European Search Awards winner for Best Small SEO Agency. Follow Elephate on Twitter at Elephate SEO and on Facebook at Elephate. Thanks for joining us and see you next time.